What's going on? It's Megan. Thank you so much for listening to Babecast. It's been a crazy week so far. We've learned about all the Kardashians getting pregnant at once. We've learned about Donald Trump's tweeting and the NFL coming together and kneeling and the anthem and people burning jerseys and just all the insane stuff that's going on right now in the world. I would like to think of this episode as a distraction from that, because it's kind of nice to take our focus off of that for a little bit. Although we did mention the NFL situation because her husband actually plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is super interesting. She's amazing. She's smart. She's about to be a new mama. And I learned so much from her. Please welcome to Babecast, prenatal, postpartum fitness trainer, birth doula, Annie Tinker. I'm so happy you're here. Gwen originally passed your name to me and she said she's a doula. And I was like, I didn't even know what that was. So, you know, quick Wikipedia search. Right. And I'm like, oh, that's so interesting. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I want to talk more about that and like how you got into that and everything. But I want to get to know you a little bit. You're not from Jacksonville, are you?
No, I'm from Houston, Texas, actually.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, and when? How long have you been in Jacksonville?
We've been in Jacksonville about 5 years now.
Okay. Not too long.
No, we're still pretty fresh to the scene.
Okay.
We love it. We absolutely love it. Everyone's embraced us with open arms and
nice.
Business is going good. My husband loves it. It's great.
Okay. And your husband plays football?
He does.
So he plays for the Jags?
Yeah, he plays for the Jags.
What position does he play?
He's the long snapper. He's on IR. He tore his ACL. In August, unfortunately.
It's like the worst.
I know, poor
It's such
guy.
A long like recovery.
It is. It's 8 months. So I will have the baby and then he'll be able to walk like right after that. So we're like all have these big things on the horizon.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So we're both like, we call ourselves big and broken when we walk around the grocery store and stuff, because we take up like the whole aisle with his crutches and my giant belly.
That's so funny. So yeah. Was he just in London?
No, he got to stay.
He did, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so because I was going to ask you that, since he, you know, is playing, like, will he be traveling for the games and stuff, like, when you have the baby?
No, which is actually, for me, super convenient.
Yeah, because I was going to say that would be, like, kind of, you know, I'm sure that happens to a lot of, like,
right.
football wives or sports wives.
It does. And, because you can't plan life around football. You
right.
just have to live life, and then football falls where it does. But we are due when they are away in Arizona.
Okay.
So I was a little nervous about that. I was just going to kind of roll with the punches, but now I know he's going to be here. So,
but
I'm
like,
really
if they're away,
that.
He doesn't have to go since he's hurt.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to like get political, but just because your husband plays for the Jags, obviously it's like all over the place. The whole standing for the, does he have any like thoughts or feelings about that, considering his whole team and owner and all of that has been like, it's all everywhere and all anyone is ever talking about. Do you guys feel like?
Yeah, man, it's such a hard situation.
Yeah.
I mean, he hurts for them. He really does. He definitely sees both sides and
sure.
But what I continue to hear him say is that he just loves those guys so much. I mean, it's
right.
a family up there, and for them to feel kind of neglected and or, you know, the way that they do, it's hard to see that.
Yeah.
It's hard to see them struggle and, you know, kind of fight for the media attention to bring light to everything that's going on. It's hard that they have to be forced to do that.
Right.
You know, so
I know. And it is kind of, yeah, like it's like a hard position to put everybody in,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though everybody has their own choices, but it's just crazy. It's like all everyone's talking about. And I'm just like, so I can't imagine like being in it, like
right.
having to deal with. So I guess he wasn't in London and didn't like actually participate. So
exactly.
He was kind of out of that situation.
Right, yeah.
Which is good. Yeah. Okay. So you're having a baby. Is this your first baby?
Nope, this is our first.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you know?
It's
boy?
A boy.
Oh, you, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know, do you have a name or anything?
Hootie? Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, wait, that's
Hootie
so cute.
Hootie Tinker, yeah. He's going to be a junior, so he's going to be James Carson Jr., but we're going to call him Hootie.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
We get a lot of mixed reactions.
It's like, I just think of Hootie and the Blowfish, like
yeah,
immediately. That's
right?
the first thing that came to my mind.
I know. It was funny on our, like, third date, I guess we were in the bar and he asked, like, just so randomly, if we were ever to have kids, would I be okay with naming one of them Hootie? That he's always, like, loved it. And I was like, yeah, I barely know you, whatever.
You're like, that's whatever, fine. Psycho. Like,
why are you asking me this in a bar, weirdo? And so here we are, and I couldn't go back, so...
I love it. Okay, so it's a family name. So he wasn't just like randomly like super like fan of Hootie and the Blowfish or
no,
what?
Yeah. Okay, it's not the band.
Okay, okay,
he's
good.
He just always liked it, yeah.
Okay, awesome. I love it. See, that means he already was like, I want to marry this girl if he was talking to you about baby names. Usually I feel like it's the other way around.
No. Yeah, no, he was super into it.
You're going on maternity leave soon, you said.
Am,
you're
yeah.
like, we got to squeeze this interview in quick.
I know, right? November 13th. Is when I'm going on maternity leave. I don't know. I have 3 months scheduled. I'm going to take like a nice long break and get to know the baby really well and acclimated to this mom thing. But I don't know how realistic that is. I'm not one to sit still for very long. So we'll see.
I mean, if you can, why not?
Right. You're exactly right.
If I could, I totally would. Mm-hmm. Like depending, I know everybody's different. Everybody's jobs require different things from them. But if you can, I totally would. But yeah. I see what you're saying. You might go a little stir crazy is what you mean.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I need to get
and
off.
Carson, like I said, we're so fortunate that he'll be able to be home because he'll have the whole off season to help me out. So,
So by the time he starts football again, you're going to be like really on your feet and
exactly.
he'll be like almost one.
Right. Yeah. Right. We'll be in like a really good routine. It's great. Yeah.
Something I always want to ask like people who are pregnant because I've never been pregnant, plan on it one day.
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing that you miss the most like throughout your pregnancy that you like can't have? Whether it be like, I don't know, all the stuff you can't have, like alcohol, fun stuff.
No. I know, the fun stuff. I have learned that a lot of the things that they tell you can't have, that's super antiquated list of restrictions, like sushi. There's tons of cooked sushi. Like you don't have to not go out when your friends are going out. Red wine, though. Man, I miss red wine so much. And I'm not even a big drinker. Like I'll have a glass here and there with my girlfriends or when I'm cooking or something. But I've been craving it like crazy.
Really?
Yeah. And I know it's okay to have like a glass here and there, but it doesn't taste the same.
Oh, really?
I tried to I ordered like half a glass at dinner the other night and it tasted so gross to me.
Oh, no.
So I'm craving like the way it tasted before.
I wonder what it is.
Hormones.
Like, yeah?
Yes.
So everything just tastes different to you?
They just wreak havoc on your body.
That's good because then maybe it'll be easier for me to stop drinking because if it doesn't taste good, then I'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So red wine probably is your thing that you would, the way it used to taste. But
right.
Though.
And I would say caffeine, but in all honesty, I have had caffeine this like whole, like not my first trimester, but second and third, definitely I'll have like my green tea latte or something
like
that. So
is it just something
really
like minimal that you can't have? Like...
Yeah. So caffeine is you try and stay under 200 milligrams a day. I try and be safe and I'm like 150, 100.
Okay.
Because he goes nuts. Like he's super reactive to sugar
really?
And caffeine. Yes. He goes crazy. So I can't focus on what I'm doing because he's moving so much and like kicking me.
So you just don't want to do it.
So,
then.
Then I'm just like, okay, I'll just have a little to get me going in the mornings and then I'm good.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What about any crazy cravings since this is your first pregnancy?
Right. So that is another thing. I haven't had a ton of crazy cravings. The one thing that is so weird is I have been dying for it my whole pregnancy. Those tiny white powdered donuts from the gas station.
Oh my God. Yeah. I used to love those when I was a kid.
Right. But not like the good kind, not from like Good Dough or something, from the gas station. Like they have to be like in the package of like six.
There's just so much powder. Your hands are like covered
your
in
mouth
it.
Is like super dry after you eat them. Like they're so gross. Never worth it. I've had them like twice and I always regret it. But
do you just like think about it?
I guess so. And they're like cute and I just wouldn't eat them. I don't know.
And it's such like a random thing that you haven't had in like forever.
Right. Exactly.
So funny.
Yeah.
So do you have any animals or anything? Or are you just...
Yeah, we have one dog named Daryl.
Okay. Wait, not to be like weird, but I was looking at your Instagram. Is he a schnauzer?
Yeah.
I have a schnauzer too.
No way.
Yes.
A mini?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Now I have to show you a picture. His name's Cooper.
Oh.
And obsessed. But I was looking at your Instagram and I was like, oh my God, does she have a schnauzer?
Yeah.
I'm trying to, I don't know why.
He's a schnauzer. He's definitely mixed with something we got him from a, oh my God.
He's white.
So precious.
But
they have to meet.
I saw your
Daryl
dog and
Cooper.
I was like, they have like the same face.
Right.
And I was like,
exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Like a teddy bear face.
Yes.
The sweetest guy in the whole world. He's like obsessed with me now that I'm pregnant. He's so protective.
Really?
Yes. It's the
funniest thing. how that works. And then, like, I just know my dog is so, like, attention, attention, attention. Yes. And I, like, don't know how that would, like, I'm praying he'll be alive for when that happens for me.
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't know how it will be.
It'll be totally fine. I took Daryl to the vet because I heard that, too, that schnauzers get a little bit territorial and stuff when the baby comes. So I took him to the vet to see, like, kind of what preemptive steps we could take.
Right.
And the vet was like, Daryl of all dogs is going to be just fine. Like,
really?
Once that baby starts dropping food, they're going to be inseparable. So
that's a good point.
I'm cool about it.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
The food, obviously, the dog is going to love you.
Right. Yeah.
So I want to talk about your career. Obviously, you mentioned before you went to school for broadcasting.
I did.
Which is funny because I didn't even go to school for broadcasting. And you kind of changed it up a little bit. Was being in the fitness industry something that you were into before you started, like, any type of prenatal or?
Yeah. So I grew up, I was a cheerleader. I ran track. I was super active growing up. So
okay.
I've always been into health and fitness. College, I kind of like took a step away from that.
Yeah.
And it happens. Saw the other side.
Everybody,
what, right?
Everybody goes through the college phase.
So I can see both sides. But, and so I went to school for broadcasting, and then when Carson got picked up by the Jags, it was kind of a conflict of interest in that our travel schedules would be super similar, and it just wasn't worth it to me anymore.
Right.
To pursue that. So I just went to what...
Did you have a job yet at that point in time, or you were just
like...
Yeah,
okay. I was working in San Diego, actually.
Oh, okay.
And then when we got engaged, it was time for me to either, like, jump up from that paid internship or...
Okay.
Take a full-time position, and I decided just to move to Jacksonville, kind of see where life took me.
Were you, because you guys were already engaged.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that makes sense.
And so I started at Pure Bar, actually.
Oh, really?
In Tapestry Park. Yeah, that was my first job in fitness. I
okay.
absolutely loved it. The girl, Rachel, who owned it, was such an amazing role model to me as far as...
So you're just an instructor there.
I was the bartender. So
I don't even know.
Right?
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's like the girl who checks you into class.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I did that for a while. I went to the training and everything and did that and loved it and decided to kind of go out on my own.
Okay.
So I was there for about a year. Then did regular training and, like, fitness competitions for a little while.
So where you have to, like, super meal prep and, like,
is it,
like, the bathing suit or, like, bikini?
It was the bikini ones. It was so intense, Evan. Like, you cannot be, like, lazy about it at all.
You can't, like, cheat around it either.
Right.
I feel like that shows, too. It's, like, very full
dedication. Exactly, especially when you're on stage.
Oh, my gosh.
Lined up in front of all these people. Any little, like, cheat day shows.
Right.
Time. So
you just have that, like, competitive mentality in you.
Yeah.
Then if you wanted to keep doing stuff like that.
Exactly. And
okay.
I felt like that's like super big here in Florida. And it's a big deal. And so I
feel like
to
it's getting even bigger too.
Totally.
I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, just like competitions where females can get on stage and feel empowered that way. You know, and people are always like, how do you feel about being judged like in your swimsuit and stuff? And I'm like, you don't get it. You're not up there. And they're like, oh, look at that girl in her swimsuit. They're like, look at those quads. You
right.
Know
it's not even about like sex. Like, it's
exactly.
not about like being sexy. It's about like, look how hard she's working her ass off.
Exactly. So I was like, no, you don't get it. But I felt like that would earn me some street cred in
right.
the kind of training industry.
Okay,
and
yeah.
it definitely did. And that was about the time my sisters, I have two sisters, they were getting pregnant. And I just found that there was such a lack of safe and effective exercise for pregnant women, but also for postpartum recovery. Because even if you work out your whole pregnancy, your core is still going to be super weak after you have that baby.
Right.
And a weak core means like just a weak column, right? So
right.
nothing's going to function properly if you have a weak core. Anyway, long story
like
short.
Like everything, like your back and like,
yeah,
right? I know,
exactly
that's why
right.
I always hear.
Yeah.
Ab workouts are like the worst things ever for me. Like I always avoid them.
Crunches are not good. So that I give you a pass. You don't have to do crunches.
Okay, thanks.
But yeah, so that's, I found my mentor, boss, the person who trained me in prenatal postpartum, her name's Erica Zeal. And at the time she was in Newport Beach, flew out there for the training, absolutely fell in love with it. It never turned back. So
okay,
I've been working
wow.
with her and through her. Started my own business kind of that is parallel with hers under the umbrella. And actually just got back from Des Moines filming prenatal workout videos with her.
That's what I saw on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
is this, are you working for her company or you have your own company?
So I have locally, I have training.
Okay.
And then I do all of the prenatal online content and training for her.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So where do you, like, say if somebody wanted to go to one of your classes, do you have a gym?
Or? Yeah, so I have three options. I work out of Snap Fitness in Riverside on Oak Street. And that's for, I typically recommend for my moms who have been active in the past and who are wanting to kind of maintain the activity level.
Right.
Just because the equipment is there and machines and stuff like that. And then I go to people's houses, which is a great option for my moms who have either they are pregnant and have a little one at home.
Okay, yeah.
Or having a really hard first trimester and it's super hard for them to get out of the house. I just show up and knock on the door and they have no excuses.
That's amazing.
It's great.
I wish I had that and I'm not even pregnant.
Right.
Please show up at my door and make me work out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. And then I have a boot camp through Jacksonville Stroller Strength at Boone Park South in Riverside.
Awesome.
So that's where moms can come with their strollers and the babies, let them play, and they can chat about mom issues, whatever's going on in their life. It's like half working out, half therapy session, like group therapy.
Well, everybody's experiencing similar things, so it's nice to have somebody to talk to.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love it. And I learn so much from them every single day.
Yeah, because now you're expecting your own. Right. So how long have you been doing the prenatal exercising, aside from just training?
Yeah, so I've been in the industry for about 4 years now.
Okay.
And personally, I've been implementing these workouts the entire time, ever since I got back from training with Erica in California. So I'm like ready.
Do you feel prepared for your own now?
Super prepared.
I mean, you've been teaching everybody else. So if you didn't, they would just be like,
right, yeah.
You would be the only one to blame.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, I feel super prepared. Because we do this thing come third trimester called push prep. And it's where you train your transverse abdominals to work with the contractions.
Okay.
Lots of big words and stuff.
No, but. I know. But no, it's so interesting to me because it's like something I've had Kayla on the podcast before, and she teaches at Pure Bar, and she said that like a lot of the exercises you do help for when you give birth, because it works these muscles that you're not necessarily used to working out. So
totally.
This benefits you, and essentially you could have like an easier birth.
Absolutely.
Right? Isn't
100%.
That the, kind of
yeah.
the point?
Yeah. Okay. So it's great because I have, as a doula, I have a lot of my clients come through the fitness training with me. Then I doula them through their birth and then the postpartum recovery, fitness recovery. And it's wonderful because the whole time we're working their pelvic floors, which is something that is horribly neglected in fitness, and it's a women's issue. It's not necessarily
right.
like a pregnant ladies issue or
right.
a postpartum issue. It's women all across the board connecting their pelvic floor properly and finding that core engagement. So we're working on it for 9 months. And by the time I'm in there helping them have that baby, they're just like, I feel great. This is, I mean, obviously it's labor.
Well,
it's
right.
But
I mean, it's not like a breeze.
Yeah.
But
they
yeah.
feel prepared and at ease and at peace with the labor process, which is like all I could ask for.
Right. So as a doula, this is something I would like you to explain to me more about, because I saw that it's like you're basically helping them not only physically but mentally through mm-hmm. a pregnancy and then after.
Yeah.
Okay. So
absolutely.
Was this something that's connected with the prenatal, like, physical?
It's not connected with Knocked Up Fitness necessarily, but for my local training, you can go through the whole training process, have me doula you, and then go through, have me train you back postpartum.
Okay, what is a doula for everybody who's listening who maybe doesn't know, and, like, what exactly, like, say one person, like, I know everybody's different, so you probably do different things for different mm-hmm. people, but, mm-hmm. like, what is something, an example of, like, how you would go through it? Kind of like their support system, or like
yeah.
what is it?
A little bit of everything you're saying. You're hitting the nail on the head. So a doula is a person who helps you and your family and your partner, whoever you want in that room on your birth team is what I call it, prepare for the big day, right? So we meet about 3 times before you go into labor. We talk about your birth plan, walk you through the house, talk about where you want to labor, where's the most relaxing area in your home.
So it's in home.
It all depends on the mom's goals.
Okay.
Yeah. So if the mom wants to even be like induced, we'll do that with her.
Oh, wow.
Kind of prepare
okay.
her for that. The majority of my clients want to do a natural birth. So that's what I've done the most of. So in that sense, they want to labor at home for as long as possible.
Wow.
So that's the goal. And then I come over when the baby, when you're having pattern contractions, and help you just stay comfortable, help you stay on track with that birth plan that we helped make and discuss. And then get to the hospital with you, get you or the birth center, wherever you're having the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then stay with you the entire process, making sure, again, that you stay comfortable, keeping that mind focused on the end goal, which is having that baby safely and naturally, if that's, again, your
goal. If that's
goal.
What your choice is, right? Yeah.
And then anything that happens in the interim, I break it down. So a lot, if you're in a hospital, a lot of the terms that they come in with are very medical and
scary,
right? And scary. You're yeah. exactly right. So I break it down for you, help you and your partner kind of decide which decision to make based on what will suit you best or where you are, what mindset you are at the time, and then help you have the baby and then kind of get you all settled.
So you're just like with the, is it, I mean, at for home birth, for example, is there a nurse there too, or you are like kind of acting as that?
No, yeah. So there's always home birth. There's always an assistant and a midwife.
Okay.
There.
So it's not the same as a midwife then. You're
no.
just, okay.
No.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so yeah. That's, I think that's why I was getting confused because yeah. I thought I they kind of are similar, but a midwife is more medical.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So a midwife will actually be there to catch your baby.
Oh, okay.
Can turn the baby if it's in a bad situation.
Catching it sounds very scary. It, like, right. It's like yeah. the shootout.
So a midwife is similar to, is an OB, is like essentially without the OB thing behind her name.
Okay.
And then a doula is there just to physically, emotionally support you and your partner, whoever's on your birth team, through the process, help you stay on that birth plan as much as possible, and then help you make educated, informed decisions.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so did you, I mean, you obviously had to go to some type of training to be a doula, right?
Yeah.
So like if a doctor comes in and throws all these like big medical words at you, you have to kind of know what they mean, right? For
right.
the most part.
Yeah, and that's learning as you go, kind of.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you can't know everything the first time.
Exactly, yeah. So there's maybe been like one time where I'll have the nurse explain it to me.
Oh, okay.
Because so I will have, 99% of the time, I will have heard what they're talking about, but in a, like, written out to me in a different way.
Right.
And so I'll be like, so what, like, industry lingo, what does that mean? She's
right.
like, it's this. It's
English.
And then I get it. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then we go from there. But there hasn't really been, I've done probably, gosh, 25 births at this point, and there hasn't really been a whole lot that throws me off. I've had
wow.
amazing experiences.
That's awesome.
With all of them. I felt, one, I was in my first trimester, and I was feeling so sick, and I had to call my backup. That was the only time that I was, like, super thrown off.
Oh, so you have a backup.
I do. I have a backup. She's actually my doula for this.
I was just going to say, who is the heck's your doula?
Yeah.
Who's going to be there for you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's amazing.
Her name's Allie. She's wonderful. But as far as, like, the birth room is not as scary at all as everyone kind of makes it out to be.
Okay.
For my moms that I've gone through it with. Right?
Right.
For a lot of people, it definitely can be off-putting, a little nerve-wracking.
I just think hospitals in general, like, no matter what you're there for,
yeah,
can be a little
yeah,
bit scary,
right.
depending on the person. I mean, yeah. like, I mean, I just got, like, this procedure, like, non-serious procedure done, and I was just, like, crying for no reason, and that was not, it was nothing serious.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So I think it just depends on, like, the person.
Your outlook on things.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, how you've seen hospitals in the past. Absolutely.
Right.
But I feel like there's just a lot to be said for being prepared and having gone through scenarios, having, like, just a veil of information about what you're getting into, and a doula is great for that.
Right. So do you feel like most of your clients are training with you and you're their doula, or is there anybody that's just, you're just a doula?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd say it's 50-50.
Interesting. Have you ever had a moment where you're like freaking out a little bit? Like, I mean, maybe you can't show it, but like,
right.
have you ever felt like a little bit nervous about something? And
when I get that call and they're like, so my contractions are at this and this, I become this like, it's like an out-of-body experience. You know what I mean? I become, it's weird. It's hard to explain. I feel like I'm just like calm and ready to take action.
I feel like that means you're like doing what you're meant to do then.
Totally.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've never felt that with anything else. Not even when I was like about to walk down the aisle. I was like freaking out. But this, when I get that call, I'm like, okay, here we go. Everything's going to be great.
So working out while you're pregnant,
mm-hmm.
For people who don't necessarily have someone focused on that, like, is there, like, you mentioned before that your core is like really important, but is there like certain exercises that you love?
Totally. I have so many that I've fallen in love with even more now that I'm pregnant.
Right.
One in particular that is so helpful through your pregnancy, but also in the delivery room are squats, in the proper squat. There's
okay, yeah, because I was like, I imagine that's so hard to do if you're pregnant, like right. super pregnant towards
yeah,
the end.
Yeah, the belly starts pulling you forward, so your hips become tucked under and your shoulders become rounded. You have to fight that, and that's a whole pregnancy thing. That's a 9-month process.
Right, you're gonna have posture. To deal with that for a while.
right, and working those back muscles to keep the shoulders upright and all that good stuff. But I mean, get yourself in a mirror. I have tutorials on knockedupfitness.com that can show mamas the proper squat. And we're actually about to start a campaign focused on the proper squat in October 18th, I believe. So that will be like blowing up because we're determined to get mamas squatting properly.
Okay.
It's not effective unless it's the right way.
What is it helping when you're doing the squat?
So like, many things. So as you come up, you're engaging that pelvic floor and transverse. So you're working that core connection, mm-hmm. which is like one of our main focuses. And then the leg muscles are where your strength comes from.
Okay.
Right. So if you can keep the legs strong, and particularly the glutes and hamstrings, that glute hamstring connector right under that like booty shelf.
Right.
Right. That you have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just.
If you're lucky enough to have it.
Right. Exactly. If we can get there. It's just so important to keep those legs strong and in turn, keeping the whole body strong.
That's interesting to me because it's not something that I would have thought.
Right?
You know? Like, yeah. I would think, like, oh, keep your stomach strong, but not your legs. But I guess it helps when you're giving birth for your
right.
legs to be?
Yeah, just stamina.
Okay.
Because squatting is a wonderful birth position.
Okay.
To help the baby just kind of ease down the canal. And it's a good, comfortable position for you if you can hold that squat. So if you've been neglecting those legs for 9 months, and then squatting is the only position that feels comfortable for you come birthday, you're kind of in a pickle because it hurts. Like,
oh,
your legs
yeah.
are burning the whole time, but it's the only way that the baby is making progress.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a hard one to do. Like, for instance, if I do yoga or whatever, and then you, like, are staying in that squatted position.
Right.
Like, I can do squats all day long, but I have to stand back up. Like, yeah. sitting in a squat is, like,
it's hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy. And the moms I work with, they work so hard. So none of the stuff I'm saying is easy.
Right,
it's
obviously.
Hard work.
I mean, working out isn't really, like, if it's easy, then you're probably not doing it right, I would imagine.
Well,
for the most part.
Yeah, you just got to have that mind-body connection, depending on, like, how you feel when you come in. If you need a light stretching day, that's what we'll do. You know, we'll focus on releasing those hips and all that good stuff. But for the most part, I like to make sure that we're building and maintaining muscle tone and keeping that core strong all through your pregnancy.
What about cardio? Is it
a
no-no?
You can absolutely do cardio.
Because I've seen, like, women who are, like, very pregnant running, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't know. I can't even do this with no baby. Like, I don't know how you're doing it. I mean,
right.
more props to you. But
right.
is there, like, more like things that you should do and you shouldn't do?
Yeah, so running is to each his own, definitely. Mm-hmm. You really have to listen to your body is the whole thing. If the baby doesn't like it, the baby will tell you.
Really?
Yes. I mean, yeah, she could lots of movement, but
really?
More if he's moving and stops moving, that's something that you want to watch out for. But, like, your body will start telling you if what you're doing is not right for your body, like cold, sweating, splotchy eyes, that kind of thing.
And you know your body probably more than
totally.
Anything. I'll be, like, referring to this episode when I get pregnant one day.
Just call me. I'll come over. We'll talk about
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Okay, what about diet? Is there anything? I know we talked about things that we obviously can't have, but, like, is there anything? Like, I know people are like, I'm pregnant, I can eat this whole entire cake. Like, do you help women with their diets as well? Or are you kind of just, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not a nutritionist or a dietitian. So I don't like to tell women exactly what to eat because all of my knowledge is based on what feels good to me.
Right.
I try my hardest through my pregnancy. I've tried to do gluten-free and dairy-free as much as I can, as much as it's convenient for me and my family, because of inflammation. So that inflammation is just increased due to all the hormones and the relaxin in your system, which is a hormone that you get when you're pregnant really early on in pregnancy that allows the soft connective tissue in your body to stretch out. So that pelvis is stretching out, those hips are stretching out, everything is stretching out. For the for the baby to have room to grow.
Okay.
And so if it's nice and loose but also inflamed, it just causes discomfort and sometimes some pain in the joints. So I try and avoid that as much as possible. But really,
I mean, imagine no dairy is hard. I mean, not unless
dairy is hard. Yeah,
unless you're not used to eating it, then
right. Yeah, we've been on like all nut milks and like stuff like that.
Okay.
I do like Kerrygold butter, like grass fed butter, in my decaf coffee in the morning.
Okay. And so for the most part, you try to remain like pretty healthy. Like, do you feel like you eat like an extraordinarily amount more than you did before? No.
No, I feel like I've always done like the kind of 6 meals a day thing.
Okay.
And I've maintained that as much as possible. If anything, I've found that, and this is not advice for my pregnant moms out there, but if anything, I've found that I eat a little bit less just because of like indigestion and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure everybody's different, and like your body probably reacts to different things. Like you taste things differently, right, like you said before. So, right.
But also my activity level has gone down. So okay. Where I was eating like way larger number of calories than is, you know, in the medical realm or whatever they put out to the public is prescribed for someone of my size.
But because you were like working out so much.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm closer to the number of calories that would be good for me.
So how many days do your clients work out, or you work out a week?
So I try and work out, whether it's Pilates, yoga, cardio, or lifting, I try and do at least 5 days a week. And I travel a lot. So that's taking into consideration travel days and stuff like that, because getting on a plane just wipes me out for some reason. I'm worth nothing after a travel day. So I try and give myself allowances for that. But for my clients, I like to recommend at least 2 days with me. And then I give them homework for the rest of the week through the videos that I do with Erica.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if somebody is traveling? Do you have any like recommendations of like where, like anything to do on the road that could be easy? Do you mean maybe the videos?
I guess the videos are great. This is, dude, people give me the craziest looks when I do this, but I'm bringing resistance bands in my carry-on.
Okay.
And I, like, when we're waiting for the plane or whatever, I do squats, like sit squats on the seat. And then when I'm in the plane,
like in the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's effective.
People think I'm nuts. They're like, this girl's so crazy. And then, like, if I'm on a long flight, typically I like to move every 45 minutes, whether it's like getting up, going to the bathroom, doing some squats in the bathroom or something, or like walking back and forth from the aisle, which is hard to do because people like don't like that.
Especially depending on the plane too.
Exactly.
If the aisles are really small, right, and you're like, oh my God.
Right.
Like running into people who just decide to take up the whole entire aisle with their arm.
Yeah. So all of this is way easier said than done.
Right.
Let me preface by saying
that. But maybe like in the hotel or something or wherever.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep moving. I mean, even if you can't find 45 minute chunk to like go to the hotel gym or whatever, pack those resistance bands. Squat, lunge, elevated push-ups on the bed, whatever you can
just
manage.
Something's better than nothing.
Exactly.
Just move. Go for a walk or something.
Yeah. And just maintain that healthy eating, because it's 80% really what you put in your mouth is what is going to exude in your day-to-day.
Sure.
Right? So how you feel, how you look, it's all mostly based on how you put in your mouth, because you can't work out effectively if you are feeling like crud because you ate really bad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's so true.
Especially on the road.
Yeah. Definitely. And I mean, when people go on vacation or whatever, it's so hard.
I know.
Okay. So what would be your best pregnancy advice for moms in general, whether it's somebody who wants to be a mom one day or somebody who's, you know, going through their pregnancy right now, in general, like, 'cause you've had a lot of experience with moms and birth stories, I'm sure, like you could probably go on another 40 minutes about you know, all the things you've experienced.
Yeah.
So, like, what would you say?
I would say, and this is based on my pregnancy, so it would have been different, like, 8 months ago. But don't focus on the scale when you go to the doctor. Don't even get on the scale unless you're at the doctor, number one. Because a lot of the weight you're gaining is fluid. You have 50% more blood in your body. There's tons of these factors that we don't talk about, where the weight's coming in. So don't get on the scale.
Right. I have a friend who got on the scale for her first baby, and she told me this. I thought it was so funny. She like stepped on the scale and she was like covering her eyes, and the doctor was literally like, you're having a baby. Like, what did you expect?
Right, exactly.
Like, you're going to gain weight. This is going to happen. It's okay.
Exactly. And I was, even when I was in Des Moines with Erica, my boss, she was telling me that she's had extremely healthy by the book clients gain 40 pounds and up because their body needed those fat stores. Your body has to keep fat in your system in order to protect the baby, in order to protect yourself, right? That's just how your body works. So you just got to give yourself some credit and a break when it comes to that.
It's only
crazy,
temporary.
But, right, exactly. It will come right off. Like,
yeah.
If you're breastfeeding, and if not, then it's still, you're going to be running around with an infant.
Right.
Just give yourself a break.
You won't have time to eat once you have the baby, so don't worry about it.
Right. Oh gosh, I'll have to come back. We'll have to talk about postpartum.
Yes, I'm down.
And then also just self-care, I found is so, so, so important. Because if you're just running yourself ragged, if you have, you know, a 9-to-5 full-time job, especially if you have kids at home,
right,
you must stop and take care of yourself. Whether it's getting prenatal massages, going to a fitness class, finding a trainer, getting a meal delivery service, even like a Kathy's Table,
right,
which is amazing here in town.
Right.
You have to take care of yourself. You have to at least pick one little thing that makes you happy and really implement it into your day.
Okay.
Because just happy mom equals happy baby, happy pregnancy.
Exactly. Happy life.
Happy life. That's,
that's
right.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Okay. Social media. Where can everybody go follow you and find you? And those videos, those will be helpful for anybody looking to...
Yeah, so you can join the membership on knockedupfitness.com.
Okay.
Scroll down. There's a great little link there. And
Knocked
that's where,
Up Fitness, that's cute.
Isn't it the best? I know, I love it. And that's where you'll find all the videos. And then you can find me at ABEET Training on Facebook.
Okay.
And then at Annie_Tinker on Instagram.
Okay. And then if somebody wanted to, you know, sign up with you, work out with you, you know... You be their doula. Like, where's the best place to get in touch with you?
That Facebook has all the contact information.
So just like
you
message
need.
You. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And I reply like as soon as I get it.
Okay.
I've always got my phone, unfortunately.
Except for when you have your baby soon.
Exactly.
You're gonna need
Give
some time
off. Give me like
off.
A couple weeks.
Annie, thank you so much.
Thank you.